Good afternoon. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd. The news today is sponsored by Young's Pain Center. The man accused of providing heroin, which resulted in a death last summer in Faribault, was formally charged on Wednesday in Rice County District Court. According to Rice County Attorney John Fossum, the suspect, Anthony Michael Fugali,
charged with third-degree murder for the overdose death that occurred in Faribault last summer.
According to Fugali's criminal complaint, on or about June 19, 2018, in Rice County, Anthony Michael Fugali did, without intent to cause death, proximately cause the death of Jason Irvin Maddow by, directly or indirectly, unlawfully selling or delivering or distributing heroin and fentanyl, a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance. Fugali's next court appearance is scheduled for March 12th. Recently, KYMN produced a story discussing vape usage among teenagers. The Northfield School Board is aware this is becoming a problem, and they are currently working with partners to combat the growing usage of vaping in schools. Superintendent Matt Hillman.
Estimates about 20% of teenagers have done this. And of course, there's going to be some who try it and don't care for it. There'll be some who will become addicted to it, and we know that.
To help curb this issue, the school district will be starting a campaign to educate the public on this growing nationwide problem.
We're really going to blitz people with a lot of information so that every adult in the community and every student in the community and grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts and neighbors are aware of what this is.
That information includes what vape products look like and what they have discovered over the last couple years. Hillman hopes that this public campaign will inform those who are an influence to a child.
Especially a caring adult, someone who a grandparent has tremendous influence over their grandchildren. If they can share, hey, I've heard about this vaping, make sure you're not doing it, and then tell your friends not to do it. You'd be shocked how far that does go.
Another reason for this campaign is to simply show young people that this community and those people close to them care for them.
When kids know that we are rallied together, first of all, it's because we care about them and we want them to be healthy. And this is a new phenomenon, and these things come up every few years, but what we want to make sure is people understand it.
The school board will partner with Nuger Communications and begin the campaign in February. Northfield's waste and recycling contract was a topic of discussion at the Northfield work session on Tuesday. Council had a number of questions for city staff and representatives of Dick's Sanitation about service that can be provided in regards to the new 6-year contract the city is looking to approve. On the subject of waste, Council had these questions.
Finding ways to further incentivize in our contracts people to conserve, reduce waste, and those kinds of things.
That was Administrator Ben Mardig. That includes moving towards smaller containers or other opener clauses should technology change. On recycling, the council was asking about weekly recycle pickup instead of biweekly, which is the current method, or other ways to increase recyclable material.
We do have the ability to go to a 95-gallon cart for recycling. Dakota County residents already have that opportunity. In Rice County, we're looking at finalizing that commitment with them. But we want to do a better job of marketing it, too, because for some people, if you have large families, that extra size might be able to get you to the 2 weeks.
Another issue discussed was on organic and yard waste.
Combine organics and the yard waste together, so in the fall you kind of throw everything together. How might that work related to food?
The council asked staff to come up with ideas to be brought forward at a later date. The existing contract runs through the end of 2019, so this new contract would go into effect in 2020. Council action is expected sometime in February. And we all know that our legislators want to do what's best for the state of Minnesota as a whole, but they also were elected to advance the interests of their constituents. District 20B Representative Todd Lippert was asked what issues specific to 20B will he be fighting for in state Congress. One area is health care.
We need to deliver on health care, and I've already signed on to a bill that would allow people to buy into Minnesota care, and so that conversation will be beginning.
Another issue pertinent to the Northfield-Lonsdale area.
There's a child care crisis in rural communities, and it's acute in Northfield, and it's at least twice as acute in Lonsdale. And I must sign on to a bill that would expand access to community-based child care.
Representative Lippert joins the KYMN Morning Show every Friday during the legislative session. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd.